The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Hey, folks. It's always been difficult to be a Bible-believing Christian. It's always been difficult. I don't think there's ever been a time in the history of the church that it hasn't been difficult to take a stand for Christ. However, it is getting harder. Now, folks, we are not facing what many of our brothers and sisters in Christ are facing in China, in Nigeria, in Sudan, in Russia. I mean, not even close, not in the same universe as those people. And we need to remember that. As things get more difficult for us here in America, we need just to remember that it has always been costly to serve Jesus. Look at the original 12 disciples, all of them except one. Well, not Judas, but then Paul took Judas's place, I think. All of them but one died martyrs' deaths, and John lived in exile on an island till he died. The first century church was horribly persecuted, not just by Rome, but by others as well. My point, it's always been difficult to live for Christ, to be a Bible-believing Christian. We here in America have had it so easy for such a long, long time. And it's getting more difficult. And I suppose we shouldn't be shocked. But the attack on biblical Christianity is so different here in America than it is in China. You know, renounce your faith or go to prison. Buckle under the communist government or go to prison. Here it is much more insidious. It is much more hidden, if you will. Let me just get to the story that I want to talk. In fact, it's actually three stories because I'm getting these usually two to three times every single week. Two to three times every single week. And it's about drag queen story hours in elementary schools and in public libraries all across America. A couple of years ago, there was one here, one there, but very rare, but not anymore. I am getting stories now two to three times every single week. Now, I don't care who you are, what's your political persuasion or your religious persuasion, it's not normal for a little boy to dress up like a girl in a sensuous outfit. Not normal. And I think most people with any common sense at all would understand this is not healthy. Not only is it not normal, it's not healthy. But the crazy, wacky, insane world that we live in is saying, well, it's just self-expression. No, it's not self-expression. It's not normal. It's abnormal. But the world around us thinks it's wonderful. absolutely wonderful. Here is a story out of Austin, Texas, and from the local ABC television station. Headline: 9-year-old Austin drag queen spreading message of love. Yeah, this is from the local ABC station in Austin, Texas. Here's the story. A 9-year-old living near Austin is spreading a message of love and inclusiveness as he performs as a drag queen. Keegan performs in drag as Queen Kiki. A third-grade teacher asked her class what they wanted to be when they grow up, and Keegan wrote in his memory book these words, gender creative. All right, now, it has been a long, long time since I've been 9 years old. But I know quite a bit about 9-year-olds. I had 3 of them as children at one time. 8 grandchildren, 9-year-olds at one time or another. I know a little bit about third graders, 9-year-olds. My wife taught third grade. I taught fourth grade in a school. And listen, it is not normal for a third grader to write, what do you want to be when you grow up? Gender creative. That child has been programmed. That's not normal. That's not natural. No 9-year-old, without having been introduced to this lifestyle, there is not a single 9-year-old on planet Earth that has not been exposed to this, that would come up all by themselves with, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be gender creative. The overwhelming majority of 9-year-olds have no idea what gender creative is. They've never heard it. Because it's not natural or normal. The story goes on. Keegan said he can be himself when he's wearing a dress. He also has a message for anyone who might struggle with their identity. Quote, I want the world to know that you can be special and you can be who you want to be. You can be a vegetarian. You can be a veterinarian. You can be LGBTQ. You can be a drag queen, drag king. Now, again, my point is, if we know anything about normalcy or what is natural, and we're losing any sense of what is normal and what is natural, we're losing that. There is no way that a 9-year-old would know anything about you can be LGBTQ, you can be a drag queen, drag king. Story goes on. Keegan usually goes by the pronouns he, him, his. His family says Keegan has acceptance and support at a school in their conservative Christian town outside Austin. The local ABC TV station thinks this is great. The abnormal becoming normal. And then I'm running out of time, but I've got 2 other stories here. Drag Queen Story Hour at the Iowa Public Library features kids giving drag queen dollar bills. And I'm looking at a picture of a child dressed up in drag, and adults are throwing dollar bills at this child dressed up in drag, and children throwing dollar bills. That happens in strip clubs. It happens to strippers, pole dancers. This is happening in a public library in Iowa, where adults and children are throwing dollar bills at a child dressed up in drag. That's normal? Are you kidding me? And then Pennsylvania, Storybook reading, drag queens, not enough pride for Pennsylvania. And it's a story of two or three cities over in Pennsylvania that have had drag queen story hours. But the library board of trustees in each of these towns say, well, that's not enough. They need to be even more inclusive of the LGBTQ community. And they are planning more and more pro-LGBT events at the library because, again, quote, drag queen story hours are not enough. Now, I know that none of us want to be portrayed as religious zealots, bigots, hate mongers. None of us want to be portrayed as extremists. But folks, if we don't speak up in our own local communities about this kind of abnormal behavior, it's going to get worse, and it's going to become more and more difficult for you and I to raise children or grandchildren in any kind of normalcy unless we speak up. Let me repeat it. I know none of us want to feel like we're an outcast, we're a hate monger, and that's exactly what we're going to be called. But we must speak out. With kindness and grace, but with firmness. We don't make threats, but we express our displeasure or even our outrage when it comes to your community. All right. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I don't want to make this entire program warnings for parents, but I have more warnings for parents. The drag queen story hours, which are they're growing like wildfire across America. A couple of years ago, it was a library, up in New England somewhere, some whacked out liberal New England town. But they're cropping up all over America because the Librarians Association of America, or whatever their organization is, they think this is great. This is an opportunity that we can spread inclusiveness. And it is spreading like wildfire. It is. Now, here in Central Ohio, because folks like you have spoken out, and some of our Ohio elected representatives, Speaker of the House, Larry Householder, and I'm trying to get Speaker Householder on the air just to thank him. I just want to get him on the air just to thank him. But talk about sticking your neck out. You know how virulent the gay mafia is. I mean, and Larry Householder, Speaker of the House, wrote a very strong letter to the library over in Licking County. Don't do it. Because they had planned a drag queen story hour. And Larry Householder said, don't you do it. And then it was a veiled threat. You know what? A lot of your funding comes from the state. And if you want to continue receiving your funding, maybe you better reconsider this drag queen story hour thing. And immediately they canceled. Up in Delaware, you folks spoke out. Now, they said they canceled because of threats. I still don't believe that, and I've seen no proof, no evidence that they received any death threats or anything like it. I am sure that there were people who called who were not kind, unfortunately. But because enough of you spoke out, Delaware was canceled, Licking County was canceled. That's two victories, and we need to keep it up. Now, for those of you who homeschool, Some of you may be familiar with Khan Academy. That's K-H-A-N. It is a free educational curriculum for homeschoolers. And I would assume that there are people in our listening audience who have been using Khan Academy, because the distinctively Christian homeschool material is not free. And obviously it can't be. They've got to, you know, they got to pay for it. Well, Khan Academy has huge business backing, financial backing, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Khan Academy, K-H-A-N, has begun lacing its free educational curriculum with a pro-LGBT worldview. They're beginning in their math and English lessons. Math? What? Math? What do you mean pro-LGBTQ curriculum with math? Story problems. Two guys get married. Two girls get married. In their English lessons. In fact, here is just one of them. Here is an illustration from Khan Academy's English lesson. Quote, choose the correct plural noun to use in this sentence. Brittany and Sophia went to lunch with their blank every Saturday. And the students are to choose between wife's, W-I-F-E-S, or wives, W-I-V-E-S. Those are the only two possible answers in the Khan homeschool curriculum. And evidently, the source that I am looking at is saying that they are interspersing more and more pro-LGBTQ curriculum into their homeschooling. So, as I keep saying, you got to watch what your kids are seeing, hearing, and now you've got to look at even homeschool curriculum. Now, I would assume if it's homeschool, you know, mother, father, probably both would be going over the curriculum anyway. But folks, please, 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 if you're a homeschooler and you see this and you've been using Khan Academy, I hope you won't say, well, you know, most of it's good. And besides that, it's free. Please don't do that. Don't support a curriculum, I don't care if it is free, that is intentionally violating your family standards. Don't do it. And as I said earlier in the program, it often costs us something to live for Christ, to be a Bible-believing believer. It costs something. All right. I don't know where we're going to go after this break. I don't want to just be... Okay, I had another kind of negative article. I got a positive one. Really cool. A really, really cool article where science once again validates biblical truth. I've got that for you when we return.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.